what did he say about
you? She feels that there are a lot of many gods around her. Many. So she tried to do a lot of dana so that she can dedicate the merits to them.
And the gods now here.
Now she doesn't feel any.
And when do those gods come?
She said that it's difficult to explain, but before she has, she used to learn a lot of different, you know, different trainings. And in one of those trainings, they taught her to how to feel the gods going inside and outside.
That's the result of meditation. That's the result of meditation.
Result of that training.
She said that sometimes people came to ask her questions. By herself, she could not answer. But at that moment, she could answer very clearly.
Yes, answer clearly now.
Và bây giờ chị có thể trả lời được rõ ràng không? Cannot now.
So is it true that it's right understanding wisdom? Because
I think it was not about like wisdom one. I think it was just about
anything, any situation.
Yes. She said that she feels comfortable to sit in front of you. Còn bà thì không, sao bà rất là vui vì có chị ngồi ở đây.
So one can see it's the like the attachment to one wants to have these special experiences and answer all these questions and have some powers, and then it brings so much disturbance and difficulty in life. So let go of the practice.
Said that before in 1995, so almost 20 years ago, she was following Mahayana, and when she was doing chanting, a lot of gods came to her around, and she felt the influence from them. And now she feels that the influence is less, but still somehow, sometime, something is there.
What is better, to have God with her or don't have God with her?
She said that it's very difficult to say because it's a situation that she accepts, because it cannot choose what happens. Like here today, she came here and there are a lot of people around. It's not really what she chose, but then it happens. But then I asked her, so why you wanted to ask the question about this? What was the reason behind that? And then she said that she just wanted to make sure that when she mentioned the situation like that, someone can tell her that this, like it's the inner palace, it's just something from inside her or something from outside. Because she's not sure whether it's from inside or outside.
As there is God now, what is real now?
Now it's not something clearly, but when she's alone, she feels very clearly, and it makes her want to cry. There's something stuck here, and she doesn't feel like herself anymore. Today she has learned something from you, and that she thinks very helpful, because normally when from hearing today the discussions, she could understand that when things happen, they just understand that there's no one, not taking things for self, because normally she would like to be someone gentle, someone kind, someone good. But then when things happen, she doesn't have control and she feels angry. And because she doesn't like that anger, so it makes it even worse. Yeah, but hearing what you said today is very helpful for her.
And does she know the source of all these happenings? Of whatever happens?
Uh-huh. By theory, she can understand that it's avijja, from avijja and the attachment, but it's too just the words for her. Yeah, it's too abstract. Yes.
It's a lot about abhidhamma too, I think.
She said that after it happened to her, she tried to learn a little bit about Abhidhamma in order to find out what is happening, comes from inside or it comes from outside.
And what is the inside or the innermost of everyone? What is the inside or the innermost?
She wants to give an example. For example, she had a maid. And then when she doesn't see this maid, nothing happened. But when she sees this maid, then like some anger comes up. Doesn't matter what the maid is doing. Even though like she can tell to herself, oh, she's also a good person and things like that. But whenever she's in front of her maid, she just feels this coming up. So
it's like a story in Tipitaka. Please tell about that.
Kala.
Videhi.
Right, about the lady with the maid and the... actually, the lady had a reputation of being very good person and very kind and very well behaved.
Okay, I know Kali, right?
Kali, yes. And the maid tested her, so coming later and later to work, and then finally she snapped and hit her with the rolling pin. And so it can happen to any of us anytime.
Another story is much closer to her story.
Oh.
Vichumala.
Oh, Vichumala.
Vichumala.
I don't remember the story.
There were two women. One is the master, mistress, and the other is the servant. And the mistress doesn't like her maid at all. She beat, she kicked, she did everything. Until the maid thought that, I would like to kill myself. So she went at Gaya and met Buddha while she was trying to hang herself. And Buddha taught her, and then she became Sotapanna. And the Buddha told her about previous lives, that once she was the mistress, and she did that.
She behaved badly to her servants, yeah. So if you behave badly to your servant, maybe next time you are the maid.
The mistress was born like the slave and the maid, yeah.
And received all the bad treatment.
Exactly.